Sounds like Jonathan Toby on that song this morning, our man of the hour for our insect situation for Hale and Castro, Palmer, Bailey, Duff Smith. Let's see, what else is there? Dallum.
Dallum, Oldham.
Randall. Hell, yep. I don't know.
I got 10 counties now I gotta kind of keep an eye on, and we're doing some research trials and a couple of them and stuff, so it's really just more of a support role for those guys. If they have questions, I go up there. I got to go all the way to Dalhart in some instances. So.
Well, next week we're going to say Castro County because I can't keep up with everything.
Yeah. Castro's one of my main ones. That's right.
I got too much going on, dude. So what are you seeing out there?
You know, the big story is still thrips. Still got, you know, a lot of cotton out there that's being damaged by thrips and stuff. So I think a lot of guys, once they're taking care of some residual herbicides going on top of cotton, they're putting acephate in, which is great. You know, for long-term control, we're looking at Centric for some instances and stuff like that. But really, the flea hoppers are coming up, and that's going to be Centric is going to be the main thing for that. So we're not quite to the point where flea hoppers are a problem just yet. Going to start getting that whenever we start squaring up pretty good. The farthest along cotton I've seen is about 6 leaf. So after about 7th leaf, 8th leaf, you can really see a predominant square right there at the more match head size. I'm seeing some pinheads out there right now, but not too bad. You know, getting beat up a little bit with this weather, but it sure is liking the amount of moisture that we got, and now it's time to go. It's kind of hitting the clutch and the accelerator at the same time kind of thing. So we're ready to go right now with all the moisture we've received and grateful for it. Kind of back on track. We started off with a really, really light precipitation in May, so it's really nice to see that we're getting some moisture, and now it's go time. It's time to do something with it. I could do without the 100-degree days, but, you know, we should be seeing a lot of weeds pop up. We should see a lot of growth here this week, just the simple fact that we got all that moisture sitting underneath there and a whole lot of potential to be growing.
I invested in a new $10 sprayer yesterday. Already wore the other one out last year, so time to get some exercise.
There you go. Should be lots of fun. All kinds of weeds out there right now, and really the main thing I'm seeing is volunteer, you know, stuff from last year. So a lot of volunteer cotton out there, a lot of volunteer sorghum and things like that. But, you know, on the corn side of things, we're seeing a lot of potential problems kind of on the horizon. Dr. Pat Porter with Texas A&M AgriLife down there in Lubbock found the cotton, or the corn leafhopper, excuse me. And so, you know, that was a big how-to-do last couple years ago, really. But not a whole lot of serious problems last year in this area, but down south, they sure got hit hard by it. So guys need to be on the lookout for the corn leafhopper, and I'll be doing some sampling this week for that. But that's the big news about the big bad bug that's in town kind of thing, as opposed to, you know, our regular pests that we're looking after and stuff like that.
How much rain did you get last Saturday over there?
I got about an inch, maybe an inch and two-tenths, depending on what day you're talking about, and kind of all that mashed together. But all in all, we're looking at about 4.5 inches in between those last 2 weeks, or 2.5 weeks. So that's real nice.
So what's Bruiser Blaine Reed been up to? I don't hear nothing out of him.
Yeah, he's been blowing it going. Same thing with the corn leafhopper. He's got a you know, kind of conjoining counties as opposed to what Dr. Pat Porter found. So he's right next door. So he's been hitting the sampler pretty hard just recently with the corn leafhopper. Same thing as me, just making thrips recommendations and trying to get weeds while they're small. I think a lot of it, well, we did a root worm trial a while back. So that was a wire worm trial. We're really looking at what kind of damage the wire worms are doing in Swisher County in cotton. So, you know, a lot of our trials are in cotton and stuff. So starting to see a lot more corn, though. So we might have some corn trials this year. I'm looking forward to doing some spider mite work with Dr. Gilreath out of Amarillo, so maybe Blaine will be helping hand with that one. So he's always real good at those and knows what he's doing with the spider mites. So,
well, enjoy the 103-degree weather today, man.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that too much. I got a little bit of scouting to do it by heart, but I might try to get out of it before it gets too hot today, and or not stay in it too long today. So I'm not looking forward to the real hot temperatures, but neither are the plants. So You know, after a certain amount of temperature, they like to shut down too. Kind of, I mean, everybody sees that about 3 o'clock. It's like, okay, that plant's kind of curling up and really not liking that amount of heat. But like I said, we need a little bit of it, but not too much, I suppose.
Say hello to all your fan club members out there today, and we'll talk next week.
Yes, sir. Boys up in heart. We got Pickle Man. We got Mr. Franks, Leo, and Scotty Clevenger. So this is John Toby at 712-790-9828.